Good morning. Today we have a very relevant, practical, common question, and that is if you see when you come into Shul or elsewhere that the Sfarim are out of order. And as we've discussed, there are categories. Highest level is Chumash, Chumashim, and a Tanakh, and underneath that is a Nevim and Ksuvim, and underneath that is basically everything else. Gemara, Mishnah, Rishonim, Achronim. There are some that say you should not be putting Rishonim and Achronim on top of a Gemara and Mishnah, and you shouldn't be putting Achronim on top of Rishonim, but we'll put category three all together for today. So we have three categories. Chumash, number one. Nach, number two. Let's say everything else, number three. And you walk in, and for example, you see that there's a Chumash underneath other Sfarim, underneath a Sefer from Nevi'im, or Sefer of Ksuvim, or underneath a Gemara. Do you have to reorder it, or can you leave it as is? That is our question. So the Tshuva Sisoris, a Tshuva, says as follows. That was his question. Do you have to reorder it? And he says it's similar to the Psak of the Taz. This is a Psak that we saw the other day, and what the Taz was dealing with is when you have a Sefer that you want to learn from, are you allowed to take another Sefer and use that other Sefer to prop up Sefer number one that you are learning from? And the Taz says that you are not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bring a Sefer from elsewhere, even if they're on the same level of Kedusha, or even if the second Sefer is on a lower level of Kedusha. It doesn't matter. It's disgraceful. You're using that second Sefer as an item. You could use a piece of wood or a stone to elevate your Sefer you want to learn from, and you're using a Sefer, you're using one of the Sefrei Kodesh to elevate your Sefer. It's a bizoin, it's a disgrace for that second Sefer. So that was the Taz. But then the Taz added on, Aval im kfar munach sham, if that second Sefer is already where you want it to be, you're going to learn at that place, and that second Sefer that you're not going to use is already there, and you simply want to put your Sefer on top of that other Sefer, mutar laniach ach, it's permitted to place another one on top of it. So the key here in that Taz is if you're bringing a second Sefer to use it to prop up your first Sefer, that you can't do. But if the second Sefer is already there, then you can use it to prop up your Sefer. So the Hisoros Tshuva says the same thing applies to our question. You are not the one who is putting the Chumash underneath the Nevim or Ksuvim or the Mishnah, etc. It's already there. It's already placed in the improper order. So he says maybe that Taz applies, aval im kfar munach sham. This is the language of the Taz. The Taz was saying if that second Sefer is already there, but we would say if that Sefer is already there, if the Mishnah or the Gemara on top of the Chumash is already there, mutar lahaniach acher alav, you can put another on top of it. So he was saying that you could just leave it. If it's already placed there, you can put another. We would say the same thing when it comes, if it's already in place, even though the Chumash is on the bottom, it's not something that you would have to rejigger and take the Chumash out. So that is the Tshuva Sisoris Tshuva. And in fact, he says even a step further, can you put another Nevim, Ksuvim, another Mishnah on top? So you have a stack of Sfarim and a Chumash is in the wrong place. It's underneath something that it shouldn't. Then there are other Sfarim on top of it. Based on this Taz, you can actually put another Sefer on top that's not a Chumash, even though all the way on the bottom or two Sfarim underneath is a Chumash there. But because there's something else already on top of it, just like the scenario of the Taz, you're not putting the Chumash underneath. It's already placed there. You could put another Sefer on top of it. So that is the Psak of the Hisoros Tshuva. Now, to get an alternative view, the Tshuva Shevet HaKahati brings this Hisoros Tshuva, that it's okay, that it's not a problem. If you came in and the Sefer was out of order, the Sfarim were out of order, and the Chumash is on the bottom or underneath the Sefer, it shouldn't be. You don't have to reorder it. So he says that your proof, the proof that the Hisoros Tshuva is bringing is from the Taz. The Taz said that if the Sefer is already in its place, then you can prop it up. And the Hisoros Tshuva is saying, oh, same thing here. If the Sfarim are already in that order, then you don't have to rejigger it. That is not a good parallel. Ain't a dome. You can't compare the situation of the Hisoros Tshuva of you have the stack of Sfarim out of order to the Taz, who was simply saying that if you have a Sefer in front of you already, you can bring another Sefer there. Why is it not parallel? Because the whole issue with the Taz Can you take a second safer and use it to prop up your first safer? That was talking about, does it look like a disgrace to that second safer? So if you're bringing that second safer intentional, you're going to use it to prop up your first safer that you want to learn. That's a problem. But if it's already in place, not a problem. Why? Because it doesn't look like you're disgracing that second safer. It was in place already. You're just putting your safer on top of it. On the other end, when you come in, and our question of the day, and this is what the Hisoras Tshuva was trying to prove to, that if you have the stack of Sroim and the Chumash is out of the order, this isn't an issue. Does it look like I am disgracing a Sefer by bringing it and putting it on and propping up something? The point here is that a Chumash is on a higher level of Kedusha. And when we have a Sefer that is being disgraced, it is on a higher level Kedusha and something is on top of it. You have a Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Nishna, Achronim, Rishonim on top of it. I need to take care of that. I don't need to rejigger. It's a totally different situation from the Taz. And he says what, in fact, it is similar to is the Psak of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Asu lahafoch sefer al panaf. If you have a sefer, you're not allowed to turn it over. You're not allowed to put the text side down. If you have a scroll, you're not allowed to put the text side down. That is a disgrace. And if you find a sefer that is text side down, you have to turn it over. Otherwise, it's a disgrace to the sefer. And accordingly, says the Shevet HaKahati, our situation that you come in and you have a stack of Sfarim and the Chumash is out of order and it's underneath something, that would be a similar situation to that sefer that you have turned over, that you would be obligated to rewrite the wrong, then you'd have to turn that text over so it's not disgraceful to that sefer that's inverted, that's upside down. The same thing would apply here, that if you have a disgrace of a sefer, a chumash that's out of order, something on top of it that shouldn't, you would indeed have to fix that stack and make sure that that chumash is on top. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch HaMekutzar says similarly, Hasvara Nosenis, he brings it from logic, Hasvara Shalroachain, when you see a sefer out of order, when you have a chumash out of order, in particular, Tzarek Lahoridam Al-Gabe HaChumash, and you see a sefer that's on top of a chumash, you would have to take it off of the chumash. So the bottom line here is that we have a machlokas, we have the tshuvas, Hisoras Tshuva, that's not concerned. If it's not you putting it out of order, but it's out of order, you would not have to rejigger things. On the other hand, we have the Shevet HaKahati and the Shulchan Aruch HaMekutzar that are of the view that if it's a chumash that is underneath, something is on top of a chumash that it shouldn't be, then you would have an obligation to rejigger it because otherwise that chumash is sitting in disgrace. Have a wonderful day.